This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Preferred Providers. Check out our great providers by going to cityofcs.com. These are providers that we vetted, and you have our assurances that they deliver what they say they do. Well, it's fall and things are changing. Being that you're going to be spending more time inside, right, because it's going to become colder outside, this is a perfect time to do some deep cleaning. Whether you're selling your home or not, hey, that's when I love to do it, is in the fall. You know, a lot of people think that spring is the time, but if you stop and think about it, are you in the house more often in the spring or the fall? For me, it's the fall, because I don't like the cold. And this is a great time also to clean out all that clutter and take all your donations to the nonprofits that turn around and resell, because they're going to be having a lot of Christmas shoppers very, very soon. Or maybe it's a good time to have a garage sale. Make some money for yourself, right? It's just so much cooler now. You know, I had a hot summer. And just thinking, you know what? If you're thinking about selling your home in the fall, you might want to go ahead and do this, right? Go ahead and get it done now. You know, it's kind of funny how some people think that they have to sell their home in the spring and summer and that their house is not going to sell in the fall or winter. That's simply not true. But you still got to follow the rules of the spring and summer sellers. You still have to declutter. That is my biggest beef with people, and do not put it in the garage. No, no, no. It's a big, big, big mistake. Don't put your stuff in the garage. Go and rent one of those storage units. Yes, I know that they can be expensive, but you're going to get it back. Let people see how spacious your garage is. Even if it's a one-car garage, people still want to see if they can fit their car into the garage. If not, they're going to have to measure, and you don't want them to measure because they're going to be tripping all over your boxes and everything else. And it just doesn't appeal to people when the garage is all cluttered. Thank goodness you've cluttered your house, but don't take the stuff and put it in the garage. Can you put it in the shed? Yeah, put it in the shed. That's fine. Put it in the shed. They can get an idea of how large the shed is by measuring the exterior of it. Typically, they can, okay? So that's not a huge big deal, and that's what it's for. It's a shed. It's for storage. Don't do it in the garage. Clean out that garage. Clean off the floors. Please, please, please. Sweep, mop. Make it nice and clean. That's a big deal. You know, yes, fall. Absolutely, we have less buyers in the fall. Absolutely, no doubt. And the winter, too. Because people have already looked at homes. They've got settled into the schools in the spring and summer. So you're going to have a smaller audience. So now you really got to wow them. And then, you know, your grass is going to die probably, right? Your flowers are going to shrivel up. Take care of that yard still. Put away the hose. Rake the yard. Cut your back, your perennials, you know, remove the annuals. You know, I have this huge flower garden, and I got to cut that thing back. Not that I'm selling, but it just makes it look tidier. And when I say declutter, hit those closets. Hit the linen closets. Fold up the fitted sheets correctly. Sometimes I see them just put up in like a ball. Somebody just took both of their hands and they wrapped it around their hands and end up looking like a ball. And they stuff it in the linen closet. And I'm like, yeah, that person doesn't know how to fold up a fitted sheet. Hey, Google it. There's a lot of videos out there. It's always amazed me how people don't know how to do that. Do I know how to do that? Yes, I know how to do that. But, you know, I was taught. My mom was very particular about that sort of thing. Point being is that linen closets need to be cleaned out. If you've got a lot of cosmetics and lots of shampoos and conditioners that you don't use anymore, there are organizations that will take that off of your hands. I take mine to Tessa. So T-E-S-S-A. Just give them a call. Just let them know you're going to be bringing it, okay? Because they can really use that. That is a nonprofit organization for abused women. And they are very grateful to take your shampoos, conditioners, anything, any personal items like that that you want to get rid of. So there's a place for it. Don't dump it in the garbage. In your garage, if you have paint, oils, that sort of thing, please don't dump them in the garage. You can take your paints, oils, and all that stuff to Household Hazardous Waste Facility. That's at 3255 Acres Drive. That's A-K-E-R-S. And again, that's 3255 Acres Drive. And that's just right off of Mark Shuffle. Very easy to find. And the folks there are just so nice. You just take it out of your car and they take it from you. You might have to fill out a little form. It's not a big deal. It won't cost you a dime, okay? So do not take your paints and throw them in the garbage. That's not right. That's very, very bad for the environment. But clean out your garage and then take them there, okay? It has anything to do with anything that might be hazardous. Could be car oil, too. Maybe you've got tires in the garage that you no longer need. Get rid of them the right way, okay? Again, that is the El Paso Household Hazardous Waste Facility. That's located at 3255 Acres Drive, A-K-E-R-S. Very important. So what else are you going to do to make your house pop, being that you missed the spring and summer season to sell your home? You're going to clean it. Yes, you are. You do this anyways in spring and summer if you were going to sell. So clean your home here in the fall. How, you know, I've mentioned this several times. And even when I get listings, I ask people to do this and they're like, oh, yeah, right. Huh, that makes sense. You know, your patio door, the runner that the door rolls on, clean that. It can be so nasty. If I'm showing properties and it's just all caked with dirt in the screen door, it won't work right because there's so much dirt underneath the roller. Clean that out. Clean out your window runner also. People are going to open up your windows. Yeah, you might think that's wrong, right? People do because they want to see the quality of the window. They want to see if it's all rickety and if they need to replace the windows because they know that that's going to be costly. So people do open them. Now, I have never been with a person that opens up your dresser drawers or anything like that. No, that doesn't happen. And if it was to happen with me showing my clients, my buyers' homes, I would tell them no. That is a big no-no. So it's things that mostly a person would go through in the home when they're looking to purchase a home. So think of yourself as a buyer. What do you want to see? And I've given this clue several times, but if you go into a house and it looks kind of tidy, but it kind of smells and might be a little dirty, go to the bathroom, open up the shower curtain, look to see the condition of the shower. If the shower tile is all nasty and they haven't regrouted it, they haven't done anything to spice it up, then typically, this is my opinion, you can judge the cleanliness of the home because most people are going to have their showers and their toilets in decent condition, very clean. And that should show you, hey, okay, they're pretty clean folks, okay? A lot of realtors don't tell their sellers to do this sort of thing. I do. And if it needs to be re-caulked, the tile in the showers, the bathtubs, I ask them to re-caulk it. Make it look nice and tidy. Again, you're selling your property kind of off-season. It's the fall. You miss the spring and summer audience. So now you still need to wow people to come through your door. And the misconception that people have is that your house is going to sell immediately because homes were flying off the shelves in spring and summer. That's not necessarily true. And a lot of people think they're going to get multiple offers. Again, that's not necessarily true. It's a different market. It's in the fall. So please don't have that opinion that you can be, you know, very lackadaisical when it comes to getting your house ready to go on the market. You can't. Even in the spring and summer, you still wanted to spice up your house because you wanted to get top dollar. So in the fall, you want to do the same thing. You want everything to be clean, nice, and shiny. And I do mean shiny. That means cleaning off your faucets. Hey, I know a lot of you out there have got different realtors than me, and they're not telling you this or doing you a disservice. They should have told you exactly what I've told you. Make sure the faucets, everything shines, and the mirrors, especially the bathroom mirrors. Nothing more nastier than going into a bathroom and seeing spit all over a mirror. It just grosses me out, grosses out my buyers. They're saying, "Nah, we're out of here. Adios." Everything has to do with perception when it comes to looking at a home. Yes, things can be all tidy, but maybe it really is underneath really, really dirty. Typically, we can find that out. We typically see it. The other thing I want to talk to you about too is these plug-in room deodorizers. I can't tell you how many times I've been to a home and they have had them plugged in all over the house. What does that tell my buyers? That they're trying to hide something. What's the number one thing that they're going to hide? It's typically cat urine. Yep. And what do I do when I'm showing the property? Okay. My buyer's like, oh my gosh, I'm gagging. This smells so bad. You know, room deodorizers. But huh, this living room looks pretty large. So, you know, maybe we'll look at the rest of the house. I'm running around the house and I'm unplugging them because we want to see if we can smell something. If you've got cat urine in your house and you haven't taken care of it, you think that just, you know, putting a little spot, you know, spray on there is going to take care of it. It is not going to take care of it. I guarantee you it's not. You need to have it professionally cleaned. And if the cleaning company doesn't do a good job, find a good one that does. I can refer you over to somebody. 719-641-1357. The other thing that a lot of people try to hide is cigarette smoke. Nobody likes to go in a house with cigarette smoke. People, if you're smokers and you're going to sell your house, smoke outside. You know, I have been in homes that the cigarette smoke was so strong, we gave them feedback to the listing agent and said, hey, you got to get rid of that cigarette smoke. So what did they do? The sellers, they got the carpets clean and they repainted the walls. It really helped a lot. But if you go into a house and you smell cigarette smoke, a lot of people hate that. Not unless they're smokers themselves, but a lot of people don't smoke these days, right? So please, folks, be very, very conscientious about the scents in your house and, you know, the cleanliness of the home. It's still a big deal, even more so in the fall and winter. Because if you're getting somebody to see the home and this isn't spring or summer, you want to capture them immediately. So I'm going to take a short break and listen to our sponsors. When we come back, I'm going to tell you more about selling your home in the fall and what you must do in order to sell before winter sets in. Be sure and visit our website at cityofcs.com. That's cityofcs.com. If you would like to chat, give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz at 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I've been telling you that, yes, you can sell your home during the fall. And I've also told you that it's kind of funny how people, you know, think that you can only sell in the spring and summer. It's just that in the fall months, there's a lot less buyers. So you need to capture the buyer when they come into your home. You need to wow them. Okay, don't leave the house saying, they can overlook that. I tell you something, a lot of buyers don't overlook a lot of stuff. You know where else they look? They look in the oven in the kitchen. Got to clean that oven, clean out that stove. Do you know that the vast majority of people decide on a home because of the kitchen? And typically, it's the woman that decides which home that they're going to buy. Yeah, there's some women out there that don't like to cook, and you don't want to stereotype either. I know a lot of men that like to cook. So, you know what? You got two people, and typically they eat, right? I eat. Most people do eat. They want their kitchen to look nice, and they want it to be clean. So be sure and clean your refrigerator. Yes, people look in refrigerators. They certainly do. If the refrigerator is included in the sale of their home, they are going to look in your refrigerator. They want to see how big it is, what they can store in your refrigerator. Stove and oven, again, they want it to be clean. Hey, you know above your stove how you have a microwave there, but you also have the fan that's underneath the microwave? There are filters there. Did you know that? A lot of people don't know that. You need to remove them, and you can put them in the dishwasher, and you can clean them. Sometimes they're just so greasy and just grimy. You just need to go to Lowe's, get a new one, okay? But if they're not that nasty, just put them in the dishwasher. They clean up really, really well. Get a degreaser. Go underneath that microwave because a lot of times they're very, very greasy. Yes, people look there too. Yes, they look at their microwave. It can just be such a turnoff when you see a nasty stove, nasty oven, and nasty microwave. It is a huge turnoff. So don't forget those areas too. Yeah, I'm probably overwhelming you with all this cleaning, right? But that's what you got to do to sell your home. And even in the spring and summer, when it was a hot market, you still wanted to clean it, right? I hope you did. I hope you weren't one of those sellers that I went into the house and my buyer said, no way, no how, this is so gross, I'm out of here. There was a couple of homes that we showed that the floor plans were really, really nice, but they were just so dirty and nasty that my buyer said, no, we're done, we're out of here. There was one home in particular that needed a lot of work. It needed a lot of updating. And a lot of people can envision updating. There's a lot of people that can't. I'm one of these people that I can. So I always tell my buyers, okay, vision this, vision that. They're like, oh, yeah. But if it's nasty dirty, they don't want to vision it. They want to get out of your home. They want to run. Again, cleanliness is everything in the home. It just is. Now, if your home is in such a disarray, it's just a complete mess, and maybe it's a flipping property, then you don't really have to worry about that. But I have to tell you, there's not very many of those out there anymore. There just isn't. Not with the real estate prices these days. So again, focus on cleanliness, focus on decluttering. It is just so important. So let me tell you what the key element is to sell your home before winter sets in. Okay. So you're going to put your house on the market. You want to sell it immediately. Okay. For whatever reason, you got to get out of this house. The key element to selling that home is setting a realistic price, a realistic listing price for your home. What do I mean by realistic? Do not go over and above the market value. Okay. Again, you're very motivated, right? You want to sell your house very quickly. So let's just say that the market value on your house is $350. Don't list it at $375. Again, you want to sell your house quickly, right? Be realistic. Now, you could have done that in spring and summer, but you got a less audience now. It's fall. So be realistic. Now, if you're selling in the fall and you're like, I don't have to sell, during the winter. I mean, I'm cool. I don't sell whenever, we'll just go ahead and put it on the market. Then you might be able to get away with listing your house at $375. Again, when a realtor lists a home, they have to take in consider condition and the area. That's very, very important. Condition and area. It's a big deal. It's a very, very big deal. You could have a two-story house in Briargate with 4,000 square feet. And then you could have a home, say, in a different area. I'm not going to put areas out there. Then I'll get people, you're talking down about our area. I'm not. But I'm just saying different areas. You could have the same model. All this has been proven over and over again. You can have the same model in two different sub areas, and one area is going to be pricier than in another area. Okay? It happens. District 20 schools area, their homes typically sell over and above other areas that are not in District 20. And that's because of the school system. People, when they move here, got to be in District 20. Got to be in District 20. Some of them say got to be in District 49. You get a lot of military folk, and they want to be down in Fountain and Whiteville. That's cool, too. Everybody has a need for whatever reason, okay? Whatever area you're in, just make sure that your home shines. Again, if you have to sell your house very, very fast, make sure you have a realistic price. Now, and I've said this a million times, be sure you interview 3 realtors. Just make sure one of them is me, because they're going to differ in your real estate fees. I can't even tell you the difference. At City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, we do a flat listing fee, and we also hire a professional photographer to sell your home. We do not do the norm of the 3%, which is here, in town. It's the norm is 3% on the listing side. You still have to pay the buyer's agent too. That's the person that shows your home, writes an offer, and you accept it. There's more about that information on our website at cityfcs.com. And you can find out why and how we list homes with a flat listing fee. During the spring and summer, we heard this over and over again. People are like, it sounds too good to be true. Okay, I get it. It sounds too good to be true. But so many people have listed with us, and they are amazed when we go to closing how much money they save by using our services. It is not of the norm. It's very unusual. We're very unique, but we do what we say we're going to do. Now, do we just do a couple of things? No, we are a full service agency. We do everything that we're supposed to do to list your home, to include social media, to include real estate websites that most people end up going to look for homes. So when you're looking for a realtor, make sure also that your personalities mesh. Some people just don't mesh. It just happens that way. You just can't see eye to eye. You know that right away when you visit a person's home. I do as a realtor. Case in point, I had one seller one time that said that he hated our state contract. Oh, he wanted me to send it over to him. Okay. He hated it and he wanted me to create my own. Can't do that. I have to use the Colorado State approved listing contract. And I knew that this guy isn't my cup of tea. I don't deviate. Most people will say that we're very stringent in what we do, and we are. We follow the guidelines. We follow the law. So we're not going to bend over and recreate something that's already there that we have to use. But, when you're interviewing the realtors, what are you going to ask? Of course, you're going to ask their background. How many years have they been doing this? How many years have they been in the field? I've been in real estate for 16 years. I've been a licensed realtor for 16 years. I've been involved in real estate for a whole lot longer than that as an investor. So it's important that you get a person that knows what they're doing. if you happen to interview a new agent, make sure that they're being mentored. That is a huge big deal. That is probably the number one complaint that us seasoned agents have with the new agents. They're not being mentored. And then, of course, you want to know what their real estate structure is. How much are they going to charge you to list your home? That's very important. Now, you know, we're getting to the point now where people are smart. People are shopping around for realtors and their price structure. They want to know ahead of time. Hey, it's very easy with us. Go to cityofcs.com, find out all about how we list a home and how we give back to our buyers. We give back 25% of our commission to go toward our buyers' closing costs or the price of the home. I know it sounds too good to be true. Again, go to cityofcs.com and find out all about it. Also, check out our preferred provider list. We have vetted some fantastic companies out there that would love to have you as one of their customers. So go into our website, cityofcs.com, go to the preferred provider list and find out all about these companies. Hey, thanks so much for tuning into the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I really appreciate it. Hey, during this fall and winter months, we're going to do what we've been doing for 6 years. We're going to be interviewing nonprofits. Yep, I interview nonprofits. It's my time that I give to them to talk about all what they do. And this is in hopes for people to donate during the holiday season. So October, November, and December, we're going to have many different nonprofits on the air. I'll be talking to them and maybe some that you've never even heard of. So please be sure to continue to tune in as you have for 6 years. October, November, and December are very special months. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I hope to hear you sometime. If you ever have any questions, 719-641-1357. Remember, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when Bill McAfee, owner of Empire Title, joins me with real estate statistics, and Cherise Selly will tell us what the peak producers are doing to make a positive impact in our area.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.